I remember Tommy up north with his little brothers, and he was such a mentor to them. The first dam, Dangerous, I believe, was created up north at Manna Bear. Over by the garage, they ran a hose, and they had their Tonka trucks, probably the same ones that he jumped over. But I'm sure it didn't squish. Tonkas go forever. But anyway, I remember one year when he was up at Marquette, and he came home. This time it was without Carol. I don't know if you were still adjusting. He came home, and I was up there, and I helped him unload his Waylon Jennings music and his clothes. And there was a dishwasher box in the back seat of his car. And I'm like, laundry. So we made about 200 trips, and they were all blue jeans. The guy never washed his blue jeans. He'd go out and buy a new pair, and he brought them home. We lugged them in, and at the time, the washer and the dryer were in the kitchen at Manna Bear, and the stack was this high, all blue jeans. And God love you, Jackie, for the next week. Every time she'd walk by or anybody walk by, switching those blue jeans. But I went up there just recently, and I noticed that the Damn Dangerous has really grown. And from them being little kids. And I was up there with my youngest grandson, Devin, and he was out playing, and everyone went in to eat after a while, and I stayed out there. I was going through my own little pity party. But so I stayed outside with Devin, and he just loved Damn Dangerous. And everybody's up eating and having a fun, and you hear this roaring laughter and stuff. And who comes walking out is Tom. And he comes down to Damn Dangerous, and he started hanging out and playing with Devin and teaching him about Damn Dangerous and telling him stories. And I don't know where he gets his strength. Well, we do. It's from God.